identified. That gunman was armed with a semi-automatic pistol.
Waterbury Police Chief Fernando Spagnolo tells WFSB-TV that police are talking to a person of interest. SpaceX has launched its Starship mega rocket again after back-to-back explosions. This time it made it through the entire test flight last evening, but fell short of its main objectives when the spacecraft tumbled out of control and then broke apart. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow trading 11 points higher. The Nasdaq is down 5 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Mike Gallagher here, host of The Mike Gallagher Show. If you know me, you know I only put my name behind people and companies I trust. When it comes to mortgages, I trust Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. They're not just friends. They've done loans for me, my family. I've seen firsthand how they treat every client like their family. And these days, that personal touch really matters. With the cost of everything up, you might be looking for ways to free up cash. Maybe you're thinking about a cash-out refi or HELOC to finish some home projects, consolidate debt, or just get ahead financially. Fellowship is a full-service direct lender, not a broker. They cut out the middleman. That means faster decisions, fewer fees, and less stress. Whether you're buying your first home, downsizing, or refinancing to get some breathing room, they'll tailor fit the loan to your life. Get started at fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Maryland Governor Wes Moore announces $1 million in grants for 11 colleges and universities to support new career paths for displaced federal workers. The governor says the funding helps federal workers land on their feet while addressing the teacher shortage throughout the state. The Maryland Higher Education Commission secretary says former federal employees have the skills and experience needed to provide a high-quality education and diversify classrooms while closing the teacher shortage. As of mid-March, there were more than 1,600 teacher vacancies in Maryland. And a reward of up to $8,000 is being offered for information that leads to an arrest and felony charges in a Baltimore City murder. The victim was shot and killed on the afternoon of May 18th in the 1200 block of East Madison Street. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Hey, it's Kim Klasick. When it comes to something as important as your roof, you want a company that's been there and done that. That's Wallace Roofing and Construction. They've been in business for over 90 years and are family-owned. No subcontractors, just quality, trusted workmanship on every job, residential or commercial. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And tell them Kim Klasick sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
As OTAs continue in Owings Mills today, the Ravens' defensive backfield beginning to take shape. The big question is, can Nate Wiggins step up and be that guy on the outside corner, allowing Marlon Humphrey to move inside full-time? Head coach John Harbaugh would love to see it.
He's a game changer in there. Nobody plays like Marlon. There's no nickel who plays the way Marlon plays in the slot.
OTAs continue throughout the week. And finally, Big Ben McDonald with an amazing revelation on Ryan Ripken's podcast. Big Ben revealing to Cal's son that Cal Jr. helped a young McDonald and a young Chris Hoyles with calling the pitches early in their careers.
Chris Hoyles is a young catcher. I was a young pitcher. We're trying to figure this thing out at the highest level you can figure it out. I remember Junior sticking his head in there. Me and Chris were having a couple beers after the game, just beating our head up against the wall, going, golly, are we ever going to get this right? You know, and he sticks his head in there, and he goes, you boys don't have a clue of what you're doing, do you? No, sir, Mr. Ripken. And I said, I got no clue at all of what's going on. He said, comes and sits down. He pops open a beer like he does, you know, and he goes, would you like some help? I said, is a school bus yellow? Of course I'd like some help.
A jack of all trades and apparently a master of all as well. Coming up in 30 minutes, who's going to stop Ryan O'Hearn? And that is Stein on Sports.
Get ready for an unforgettable evening at the Oatwire Wine Night, Thursday, June 6th at 6:30 p.m. Sip, swirl, and savor your way through an elegant night of fine wines, delicious hors d'oeuvres, and great company. All at the Hayfields Country Club in Hunt Valley. Tickets are just $125 and include tastings, food, and access to a first-class wine experience, all to support the Oatwire Retreat Center. But don't wait. This exclusive event will sell out fast. Visit oatwirefoundation.org to get your tickets now.
At 10:06, here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A wet and cool start to your Wednesday morning. Temperatures in the 50s and rain showers for your morning commute. We'll keep that rain with us most of the afternoon, widespread and even heavy at times, with temps barely getting into the lower 60s, but drier conditions on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 57 in Essex, 51 in Owings Mills, and 53 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. You're on the road. Drive safely. Okay, that's my public service announcement. It's going to be raining all day today, so please stay safe out there. Please stay safe. I did want to mention that we are going to wrap up this conversation in just a minute, but I have to say there are a lot of text messages coming in. I'm going to get to these text messages. A lot of people like to weigh in on the dirt bikes, and I understand why. If you're just joining us, we were talking about Federal Hill. We were talking about the crime. And, of course, we were talking about the dirt bike problem here in Baltimore City. And, Frank, I didn't want to cut you off there. Of course, I was coming up on a break. And my producer was staring at me like I stole his dirt bike or something. And so I had to go to a break. But, you know, you're absolutely correct in this, Frank. And I've come to know this myself is, you know, these dirt bikes are stolen. They don't purchase them. And so I understand what you mean by saying the one caller, she was not very hip to the game there. But I, you know, could there be some dirt bikes that are purchased cash by some of these quarter boys or whatever it is that they're doing nowadays to make all this cash that they flash on Instagram? Possibly. But I think you're most likely right. I think a lot of them are stolen. And then even with that, I mean, there could be someone that steals them. And then you've got some of these other kids going to purchase them from those that have stolen them. You know what I mean? There's probably a lot going on. But at the same time, I agree with Frank when he says that there is this mindset and there's culture in Baltimore where the 12 o'clock boys, remember they had like the documentary on it and all these movies, they believe in Baltimore that the dirt bikes are just a part of the city itself. And so if you live in Baltimore City, in any part of the city, if you believe that you're going to get rid of the dirt bike some way, somehow, you are not. This is how it's going to be. Unless you vote completely different, and I don't think the entire city is going to do that. But I will go to some callers here in just a second. I've got Chris in Essex. Chris, did you want to weigh in?
Yeah, I was just kind of thinking about it, and thank God that guy Frank called in, because I just couldn't believe the level of stupidity that I heard over this. I mean, first of all, these kids are criminals that are riding these bikes. You know, they're stealing them from the county and everywhere else. And I guess you can't say enough. If you're going to vote the Democrats in, this is what you're going to get.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying, Kim?
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, and eventually, I hate to say it, but it's coming out here to the county.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because it's only going to take for Schellenberg to lose his spot where he's at, because he's the one right now who's keeping it out of here for as much as he can.
Right.
But he's a Democrat, too.
Right.
And all they'll do is primary him with, some sort of George Soros DA or whatever he, prosecutor, whatever you want to call him. And then next thing you know, he's gone, and all that subculture comes out here in a flood. And then we're stuck with it.
Yep. Yep, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Because right now, Schellenberger, he's the only one really calling on Governor Westmore to do something about Schiraldi, right? He's the one that's hosting this meeting in June with Schiraldi. But you're right. If we lost Schellenberger at all in Baltimore County, it's over. It's over.
Yeah. I mean, it's so ridiculous. I can't believe the Democrat Party's take on this. That town hall, and hearing those people talking to what the councilman, I guess that's who it was. I mean, these people should have been up in arms against this guy. They should have made him walking out with his tail dragging between his legs.
Yeah,
and they just treated him like, well, forget about it. If he can't do it, if he just basically said, well, we don't want some cops getting a car chase, and then next thing you know, they hit a baby or a dog. Yeah, somebody gets hurt.
Yeah,
you know. I mean, when you got a guy answering you like that, that's where your fuse should blow.
Yeah. Or the one that got me is where the woman said, "Can't you throw down spike strips?" Yeah, that's what we can do. Right in the middle of Cross Street Market, we're gonna throw down spike strips. I mean, it really is like they're in the Twilight Zone.
They really are. I mean, like you said, at the end of the day, let's build a place where they can go ride their bikes. But like you said, they don't have trailers to get them there.
Yeah, yeah,
It's just, like I said, we're kicking a dead horse because, like we both said, these people, they just don't get it. They will get, for the rest of their lives, zero results, and they will have to live under this type of anarchy lifestyle because of who they vote for.
Yep. Yep. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Chris. I appreciate you. Trust me, I share the frustration. Thank you so much. And just so you guys know, Scott Schellenberger, the state's attorney in Baltimore County, he was challenged in the primary last election cycle, I think it was, by this guy, Robbie Leonard. But luckily, we had so many people in Baltimore County that were very, very astute to the fact that Robbie Leonard is a flaming liberal, as you might call it, is progressive. And so luckily, there were enough people, even Democrats, that were like, oh, gosh, yes, please do not miss this opportunity to vote for Schellenberger. And as Chris pointed out, it's not perfect because he's still a Democrat. But Schellenberger, he will talk to the press. I think he is more of those blue dog Democrats. I think if he could go stronger on law and order, he probably most likely would. But, you know, he's up against a lot, too. Kind of like state's attorney Ivan Bates. And so I guess this is why I always just wonder, like, how can you stay with this party? I mean, you don't align with them. Is it just because you know you need a D by your name to win? I get that, too. But this is why I said before. I mean, look, even those delegates in all those other seats that we have, especially in Baltimore County, where Delegate Nick Allen, Senator Carl Jackson, all those people, they have Ds by their names. But people in the community, I would say probably 75-80% of them have no idea who these people are. And if you just put a D by your name, you're a Republican, if you can run, you know, hold your nose, run, and then just get in office and switch parties. I mean, that's really what you could do. Heck, I think that's the best thing to do at this point. And I wonder how many people would even notice that you switch parties. Some people are just out to lunch. I got Cindy in Brooklyn Park. Cindy, did you want to weigh in on the dirt bikes?
Kim, I do. This is Vicky. I'm sorry. He got my name wrong. But anyway,
okay,
yeah, I do. I live in northern Anne Arundel County. Everything that surrounds Baltimore City flows from the city into the counties.
Yep.
And, you know, what I want to say is, where is the common sense in our leaders, starting at the top with Wes Moore and with Brandon Scott? It's a very simple solution. You outlaw dirt bikes You confiscate dirt bikes. That's the first step. These people continue, we're going to study this, we're going to study that, blah, 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 blah. It's not a good look. It is not an attraction for Baltimore City. I worked in property and casualty insurance all of my life. Insurance companies keep track of losses. And us, the insurance-paying, law-abiding citizens, are getting hit up in our insurance rates by all these uninsured people flying around in Baltimore, Virginia tags, mopeds, whatever you, dirt bikes. These people could care less. Yep. And we continue to pay the price. Our uninsured, just put it into your insurance company. Uh-huh. Well, your uninsured motorist rate. You pay attention to your insurance rates, everybody. My daughter's insurance company pulled out of the state of Maryland due to the uninsured motorist claims.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. And again, dirt bikes are made to ride off-road in the mountains, in the dirt.
Right.
Not in Baltimore City traffic. You've got buses, you've got ambulances, you've got police cars, you've got people on bikes, you got, I don't know who'd want to visit, but people that have to get to the hospital or visiting. Those, they should be outlawed in the city, period.
And yeah.
That's all I have to say, you know.
Well, Vicki, I appreciate you, and I appreciate you calling in, and I think people do need to understand that's what's going on. Like, I think a lot of people that listen to the show do understand that, but, you know, not too long ago, Vicki, you probably saw it, where you had shock trauma. I don't know if you remember, where they were asking for more money, basically because you've got all these victims, shooting victims, all these people that are uninsured coming in.
Yeah. The ramifications are astounding, and I don't think people really understand the ramification of the lawlessness that is permitted in Baltimore City. And thank you, Kim. I appreciate you.
Yeah, Vicki. Well, thank you. Vicki, I appreciate you too. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great week. Real quick here, JC in Middle River. JC, you wanted to weigh in?
Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
I live in Baltimore City, so I think I can speak to this. And you know, we've been describing this as a dirt bike problem. You know, dirt bikes don't do anything. You know, dirt bikes don't terrorize people. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. You know, cars get into accidents.
Yeah.
You know, people get into accidents. Cars don't. We have a lack of consequence. We have a law and order. There's no consequence. These people are not afraid of consequences. And that's what's so frustrating. And the conversation. We go down so many wonderful little rabbit holes and get into all the details, but we're distracted, I think, by the details, the motorbikes and the robberies and things. It's there's no consequence. No, who wants to be a police officer in Baltimore City when there's no support or seemingly little support for them to do their jobs? Who's willing to call this out? These are, you know, uneducated, undereducated people who, you know, can be described, I guess, a lot of different ways. But come on, man, it's not that hard. It's not that hard. Yeah. Right, there ought to be laws. When you break the law, there's a consequence. I don't understand why we have to have programs and discussions and great swelling words. It blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Break the law, go to jail. You get caught, you go to jail, you know, have your trial, and then if you're found guilty, you go to jail.
Right.
If I could go on, just years ago when that police officer was shot and killed in her car.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They finally found those two guys, and they put their mugs on TV, and the surly look on their faces, like, yeah, I'm going to go be a hero in prison somewhere. Where does that come from, man? Like, no fear. You know, that's what's so frustrating. Let's support the police. Let's support some law and order. Let's, you know, come on. I don't see what's so hard about it. What kind of program do we need, Governor? You know, forgive me for being a simpleton, but anyway, thanks for letting me go on.
No, JC, I'm right there with you. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great week.
You too.
Thank you. No, and he's right. He's right. All this, you know, when they talk about the diversion programs, that's why I was asking Carroll County if they had one. And if you heard State Attorney Hava Shoemaker yesterday, he said, oh, we'll probably end up getting one. I don't think you need one. The diversion program should have already been, I don't know, school, your dad's belt. I don't know. It's like, you know, all this other stuff. It is. It's nonsense. It's nonsense. We'll continue when we get back. Real quick, I wanted to ask you, and I don't wish this on anyone, but just imagine losing the ability to hear someone say, I love you, the ability to hear a compliment, hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, conversation with an old friend, or Kim Klasick Live. Look, losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Now, this kind of suffering sounds familiar, and again, I hope it does not. But if it does, I need you to call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100. You see, Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Now, Audiology Associates, they're not brand new. They're the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been for over 44 years. They have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area, so all you have to do is call 410-944-3100, or you can go online at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, again at 410-944-3100.
This is a test of the emergency alert system.
Are testing equipment used to warn you during an emergency. This concludes the test of the emergency alert system.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante of Bel Air, inviting you to come and see us again and try some of our everyday and weekend specials made by our new chef, Cody. You love the new touch and the creation he brings to our dishes. Makes me hungry just thinking about it. See you soon. Visit us at the Liberatore's of Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Custom home builders and remodelers find Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville so dependable and easy to work with that Jarvis has become the go-to supplier for builders throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. They provide appliances on time, within budget, and at the right price. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit BarterSaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Wednesday on the show, 5 years and 3,000 deaths later, America is discovering what a gigantic scam George Floyd's overdose death was. Plus, the reason why California's population isn't going down. Legals are leaving. Illegals are taking their place. A recipe for disaster. Noon to 3 on WCBS.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
All right, we're talking about stolen dirt bikes. Dolly's talking about stealing men. Look, I agree with JC, our last caller. I mean, look, we're talking about everything else. And, you know, this is part of the discussion. It is. This is why I like talk radio. But at the end of the day, yes, we have a lawless city. And the mayor, we started this conversation at 9 o'clock, the mayor of Baltimore City believes that dirt bikes are just a part of city culture. And he has made it very clear that he is not getting rid of the stolen dirt bikes on the streets of Baltimore City. And we can talk about this till we're blue in the face, but it's not going to change. It's not going to change until voters, like those in Federal Hill and other areas, until you stop voting the way that you've been voting, it's not going to change. But it's not going to change anyways. Remember, in this meeting, this community meeting that they had last night with Councilman Zach Blanchard, there was a gentleman that stood up and says, well, I don't know what the problem is. I mean, look, we're all Democrats here. That's what he said. That was the quote. And it never occurred to him. It didn't hit him with like a ton of bricks that that's the problem. And he said his piece and sat down. I was like, this guy. Yeah, a lot of people are clueless, unfortunately. I've got Odell in Baltimore. Odell, did you want to weigh in?
Yes, ma'am. I listen to your show all the time, Kim, and I love you.
Thank you.
I got an incident that happened about 3 years ago in Southern District Police Department. I called about a stolen scooter, and I seen a guy hit it behind the hedges. So I called 311 and told them. They said, okay, send the police out. That was early in the morning when I got off of work. In the evening, the same scooter sat there, and nobody come by. So I called again. So the dispatcher got kind of mad at me, kind of sarcastic. I said, you know, when the police comes, you know, you just got to turn the car off, undo a seatbelt, open the door, and look behind the hedges. You'll see it. They'll ride by. You can't see it. She got mad at me because I said that to her. And then finally they had a tow truck come and get the scooter.
Wow.
It's ridiculous.
So, yeah.
And the police didn't want to do nothing because their hands are tied. What are they going to do to these kids down here
right.
on dirt bikes and stuff? They, you know, nothing's going to happen to them. The mayor and the governor of the state and Vincent Girardi, they all ought to be fired. Vote them out. Impeach them. But
yeah.
the Democrats won't do it.
Nope, they won't
That's
do it.
I'm changing my from a Republican to Democrat so I can try to vote some amount.
Yeah.
I don't do much, but what the hell am I going to do? Excuse me.
Yeah, no. I mean? Yeah, no, I'm right there with you, Odell. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
All right, thank you.
Thank
Have
you.
A blessed day.
You too. And it is. It's for police officers at this point, it's just paperwork. You know, I mean, look, I don't blame them. I wouldn't want to do the paperwork on this either. You know, even when it comes to these juveniles, they know it's the same old kids over and over. They pick them up. And then they take them down to DJS. And DJS says, well, I don't know. They've only broken the law 14 times. I think they can break. I don't know. It doesn't seem like it's that bad. Right? And then they put them in a sidestep program. And then they look at the officer. And they say, can you please drive him home? I mean, just think about what that even feels like for an officer. You arrest this kid because they're breaking the law. You get down to DJS. They then look at you dead in the eye and say, okay, well, now take him home. Do you think those kids respect those officers? No! They know they don't have to. It's a mess. It is. It's a disaster. All right, I know I said it before, but when I get back, I'm going to read your text messages. Then we'll wrap up this conversation because we got a lot going on in D.C. as well. And we do help. We actually have more local stories to talk about also. So we got a lot to get to, but I understand your frustration. I do. The dirt bikes, it's a mess. And it's an easy fix. Arrest them, chop them up, or get them back to the rightful owners. It's that easy.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says it appears that Israel has killed Hamas leader Mohammed Sinwar. Netanyahu says he was likely killed in an Israeli strike about 2 weeks ago. The Trump administration is taking a closer look at foreign students who want to come to the U.S. to study, the administration tightening the vetting process for foreign students. And the administration is moving to cut some $100 million in federal contracts that would go to Harvard University. State of California temporarily changing the rules that govern upcoming high school track and field championships. Transgenderism is the issue there. On Wall Street, stocks have turned negative. The Dow is now down about 34 points. The Nasdaq 25 points lower, and the S&P off 6 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Don't miss out on the Memorial Sale at Rescue Natural Supplements. With prices rising across the country, Rescue is rolling back prices to the year 2010. Enjoy their fantastic buy two bottles, get one free, and buy three bottles, get two free. Stock up on your favorites, save big with Rescue rollback pricing and generous free bottle offers. Whether you're in need of 1250 Omega-3S, cholesterol supporters, probiotics, or natural pain relief, everything is on sale. Call 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. And speak to a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Don't miss this opportunity for huge savings on over 50 Rescue products to tackle your health goals. 2010 rollback prices and the Memorial sales are going on now through May 29th. Go shop res-q.com. That's res-q.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The Cardinals may have stopped the Birds' three-game winning streak last night, but no one apparently can stop Ryan O'Hearn.
Second and third, but there are two outs. O'Hearn to the gap in right center field. Backing up is Scott. He's out of room, and that baby's gone. What can he do? Ryan O'Hearn gives the Orioles the lead.
A 4-3 lead. Brett Hollander with the call on Masson. O'Hearn's ninth of the year, but the Redbirds would score three off Brian Baker in the eighth to prevail 7-4 the final. O'Hearn batting .571 in his last seven games. The rubber game of the series is scheduled tonight, but so is rain. 65% chance downtown at game time. Ravens hit the practice field in Owings Mills for the second day today. The rookie class alongside the veterans, first chance to get an on-field look at perhaps the most important free agent signed by Baltimore in quite a while. Talking about wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins, whose special skill could be the missing piece in a Super Bowl run.
You know, I've never been a 4-3 or 4-4 guy, but I'm able to make plays on the ball and get open and, you know, contested catches. I feel like that's been something that I've been able to excel in.
Not since Anquan Boldin in the Super Bowl season of 2012 have the Ravens had a receiver like that. Coming up in 30 minutes, the WNBA comes to Baltimore tonight, minus Caitlin Clark. And that is Stein on Sports. When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Tracking rain showers most of your Wednesday. We'll see temperatures that will barely get out of the 50s into the lower 60s for the afternoon. Rain does start to taper off as we head into your Wednesday evening. Thursday will be drier and warmer with the potential for some storms late on Thursday afternoon into the evening. More rain on the way for you on Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Heating and cooling contractors, savings and opportunity are in the air. Grow your business with rebates and incentives on high-efficiency equipment with BGE's Residential HVAC program. Get started at bgesmartenergy.com/contractor.
Heating and cooling contractors. Savings and opportunity are in the air. Grow your business with rebates and incentives on high-efficiency equipment with BGE's Residential HVAC program. Get started at bgesmartenergy.com/contractor.
Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow by New Nordic. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com or at your local CVS.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right, you know, Baltimore City doing what Baltimore City does best, allowing the lawlessness to continue. This entire conversation started because in Federal Hill, they had a public safety meeting with the councilman, the new councilman, Zach Blanchard, and he kind of looked at everybody like, what do you want me to do, you know? I can't do anything. It's my party. We're Democrats. We're all supposed to just allow each other to do whatever the heck that we want. And these are the results. I've got Rose in Anne Arundel County. Rose, did you want to talk about dirt bikes?
Yes. Good morning, Kim. I appreciate your work and putting ideas out there, trying to solve some stuff. I wanted to share that years and years ago, back in the 70s, I have a couple brothers, and one of my brothers, we lived on 2 acres, and we butted up against Baltimore City, against the park, and one of my brothers decided to keep on going along with his dirt bike, and he went into the park, which our yard had a big hill, and the park was flat, and he got arrested, and they took him into Baltimore City, and they locked him up. He was probably about 14 or 15, and they left him there. He was there for the day. And my father is a Baltimore City police officer. They caught him, and then he drove into the city, and he never again went into the park with his dirt bike.
Yeah. Yeah.
Action and consequence.
Yeah.
You know, he knew better than to do it again.
Right. But you know, they won't do that here, unfortunately, Rose. And I know we're all just talking about, you know, basically making sure these kids have consequences. But I still think, and I don't know how you feel about it, because you obviously been watching this a lot longer than I have. I still think that they believe dirt bikes are a legal activity in Baltimore.
Well, yeah, they're given the youth the mindset that it's a legal activity, but it's
right, not.
And, you know, we live in Anne Arundel County, and we go into Baltimore County, and I see these. It's coming out. It's moving out of Baltimore City. Everybody knows that. Because, you know, it's just they feel like they're untouchable. But they will be driving between traffic, you know, down in Glen Burnie, you know, Arnold, Serena Park. They drive between the traffic. They run red lights. They run stop signs. You see them all the time. And my thing is, we've been told over and over again, you know, we can't chase them because someone might get hurt, okay? But my idea is, okay, they must have some form of ID. I mean, do the Baltimore City school system have some kind of form ID for the kid? There must be something.
Yeah, they're supposed to. Yep.
Go ahead. Is there some form of ID that they have?
Yeah, the students should have an ID, yep.
Yeah, students have IDs. So my thing is, okay, you see a child that looks like they're under 18. They have a dirt bike. There's no tags on it. I can tell you right now, most of them are stolen. Most of them don't have tags. If an officer sees one with a dirt bike, there's no tags on it. Okay, don't chase them. Get them at a stop sign. Get them at a stop light. Get them when they're not moving and say, excuse me, I'm going to have a few questions for you here. Please show me your ID. Please tell me your address. Why doesn't this have a tag on it? I mean, it's a motorized vehicle. You know, it's a motorized vehicle. It can do a lot of damage. So if they don't have a tag on it, then if there's no tag, there's no insurance. There's no insurance. There's no accountability. Go ahead and confiscate the dirt bike.
Yeah.
Have a van come up and have a warehouse and start putting them in there. And I bet you the majority of them are stolen and they can get back to the rightful owners. It's just a win-win situation. If you can't chase them when they're moving, then why don't they get them when they stop?
Yeah.
They're not moving all the time. They skittle around and, you know what I mean? We know that they're not moving fast all the time. So why can't they just get them? You know, I don't know why they can't confiscate them. They won't. It's almost like they want this to be going on, and it chases people out of Baltimore City. I know dozens and dozens of people. They used to go up to the Rusty Scupper. They used to go up to the Cheesecake Festival. They used to go to Harbor. They just don't want to be in Baltimore City anymore.
Yeah.
They just choose to put their money other places.
Yeah.
And the question is, who can blame? You know, who can blame them for not wanting to go into Baltimore City where they allow lawlessness? I mean, a 2 or 3 year old, you know, they grab a glass vase, they grab a steak knife or whatever. Right away, you're getting it away from them and teaching them, no, you can't have this. This is dangerous for you. Why are we letting our youth know that they're untouchable, they have no consequences, and they can do whatever they want? And, you know, you're really going ahead and setting people up for failure in life, because if you teach them these things, how can they ever function in society properly if there's no consequence, no accountability for anything?
Yeah. Well, Rose, I appreciate you weighing in. I think a lot of people say and feel the same way. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great week.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. And we'll put a pin on that for now. But she's right, especially when you're thinking about the fact that these dirt bikes do a lot of damage. and they can do a lot of damage. And I will say, because this is one of the stories I wanted to talk about today, you guys probably saw the headlines, a young woman, Ava Moore. Did you see this headline? Ava Moore, only 18 years old. She was killed by an illegal alien in Texas over the Memorial Day weekend. She is a graduate of the U.S. Air Force Academy Prep School. She graduated 9 days ago and was about to go to the Air Force Academy. Of course, a lot of people were talking about the fact that these were two illegal Venezuelans that were riding around on jet skis. And I think of the dirt bikes when I think about jet skis in this situation. And unfortunately, this jet skier, she did not slow down. Thank goodness they don't have video. I have not seen video of this. I wouldn't want to see a video of it. But here you had Ava Moore in her kayak, and these two Venezuelan women on their jet skis driving and riding recklessly, and one of the women actually ended up hitting Ava Moore, the 18-year-old, the U.S. Air Force Academy prep graduate. Yeah, she was just paddling along in her kayak. Severe head injuries and trauma. They were able to get her out of the water. Of course, she had a lot of people jumping in to save her. They got her out of the water. They then got her to land. There were a couple women that did a couple interviews talking about the life-saving efforts that they attempted on Ava Moore. Unfortunately, it just didn't happen. It didn't work out. And it's a sad, sad story. Talk about a young woman with a bright future. But this is just one of many stories when we're talking about illegal immigrants and the fact that they, too, are living these lawless lives here in America. And who do we thank for this? Democrats. I mean, you know, at some point in time, people have to say to themselves, at some point in time, it's got to click. There is one party and only one party alone at the root of all the lawlessness. If you are a law-abiding citizen and you want consequences for those that break the law, I'm sorry, but there's no way possible that you could still sit there and tell yourself when you go to the ballot box, what have you, there's no way possible that you could sit there and tell yourself that you are still truly a Democrat. Because if you want law and order, I'm sorry, you're not a Democrat if that's truly what you want. You're just playing games with yourself at this point. You're lying to yourself. How much longer can you do this? You don't have to lie to me anymore. I know you're lying. I know when we have people that call this show that say, oh, well, you know, Trump this and Trump that. Yeah, save me the Trump lines. You're supporting lawlessness. You're supporting criminals. You're supporting illegals. Anything you say to me that has to do with Trump, sorry, doesn't compare. I let you speak because I'm really nice and that's what I like to do. I like to, you know, for everybody to have their opinion. But I don't think much of your opinion. Again, when it comes to Ava Moore, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot that comes out of this, just so you know, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announced that two illegal aliens have been arrested in connection with her death. Again, they believe that this one Venezuelan woman actually struck her with her jet ski as she was kayaking there in Lake Grapevine. Now, of course, luckily, there were videos of these two illegals getting off their jet skis on land. So when they were bringing in Ava Moore, the woman that was killed there on her kayak, as they were bringing her in, hoping to save her life, you had some people that were smart enough to take out their cell phones and actually take video of the women that were getting off the jet skis trying to run away from the scene. So you had them running. One guy, he actually chased one of the women with his camera out right up into the car, the truck that she jumped in, and he got a really good shot of her face. And they were able to track these women down, thankfully. But remember, they're here illegally. So who knows, you know, how they found them. Thank God that they did find them. But a lot of these people, they're like underground, right? I mean, you can take video of them and, you know, they don't have any ID. They don't have a job. They don't, you know, they don't have any papers or anything. You know, they could just continue to run and go free. Luckily, there were some people there that knew where to track them down. But Ava Moore, only 18 years old, hit by a woman recklessly driving a jet ski. And another reason why I bring that up, and I'll go to the text line too, because I know I said I was going to read your text messages. I just bring that up too because, you know, you guys know I love the boats. I love, you know, being in Middle River. That's the best part about living in Middle River, right? Being on Sioux Creek or whatever. There are a ton of people out there now on jet skis. This is coming to a neighborhood near you, okay? I'm just going to be very honest about this. I know a lot of people are joking about it right now in Middle River and other areas, but it's not funny. It's really not funny. You do see an uptick of individuals on jet skis driving recklessly out there on Sioux Creek or what have you in the area, okay? Many of them do not speak English. Now, how they're going to deal with that here in Maryland, I don't know. But there are more poor people that I know in the boat world that don't particularly like going out at certain times of the day on a weekend or don't like going so far from the area in which they live or where they dock their boats. Because you're now dealing with this other dynamic where you got a lot of people out there on jet skis. They don't understand English. They don't speak any English. It's becoming a thing. You heard it here first, okay? It's becoming a thing. So when I saw this story with Ava Moore, I thought, you know what? Not surprised. Of course they have that going on in Texas. We have it here in Middle River. All right, text messages. I just want to get to these. Let's see. Priscilla says, you know, you get what you get. You don't get upset. Speaking about what people vote for as far as the Democrat Party. Let's see. Marty asks, who in the world is the Councilman Zach Blanchard? I did see, because there was a caller that said that the people at that meeting, the public safety meeting, it's like, you know, Zach Blanchard gave them no real response or a solution or anything, and they just kind of let him go free, like, all right, see you later. You know, they should have had it, you know, really grilled him. Well, I did look it up. On his website, it notes that he was the president of the Federal Hill Neighborhood Association. So a lot of these people must know Zach, okay? And I'm pretty sure he talked a good game as, you know, as one of those in the neighborhood, like, oh, yeah, this is out of control, you know, vote me in, help me, you know, get to the office so I can clean up this situation. And then when he got there, being a part of the Democrat Party, he then was probably most likely handled, the, you know, this rule book that they have. Like, okay, Zach, we know that you're ambitious here, but, you know, we don't actually plan to do anything about dirt bikes or juvenile crime. And then they probably sent him on his way. And I think that's what happens to a lot of them that get in there. I do. I believe that. Let's see. I've got a friend John weighing in. John says, I wish more people in Baltimore thought like Stan. He is dead on. Oh, our first caller today. John, I agree with you on that one. This is Firefighter John. He says, Kim, as a first responder in Baltimore City for 30-plus years, I can tell you the dirt bike problem grows every year. There have been so many occasions where I'm responding to an emergency and groups of dirt bikes numbering probably to 150 are coming down the road, and they will block intersections to allow the entire group of bikes to get through the intersection, and we have to stop an emergency vehicle and wait for them to get out of our way before we can continue to the emergency. And the police can do absolutely nothing about it other than impound the dirt bike if it's involved in an accident. That's it. Firefighter John, as always, thank you for your service. And I agree with you. And I've seen where they do that thing where there's a couple of people jump off their dirt bikes and then they block the road. So all these dirt bikes, hundreds of dirt bikes, can go through. At some point, and maybe it won't happen in the near future, but at some point, somebody's going to just keep on driving. What's going to stop some people to just keep on driving? You got a truck big enough? These dirt bikes, they're blocking the road. This is your 52nd time dealing with it. I mean, look, somebody, somewhere, somehow, they're going to be done with it. And they're going to hit the gas. And then what? Right? And then what? Let's see. I've got Robert here. Robert says, Councilman Blanchard is another Democrat, wishy-washy white guy who's afraid to offend the African-Americans, mainly the bad actors and troublemakers. When it comes to issues like juvenile crime and dirt bikes and plans to toe the line and just go along to get along and not make any waves, he says, Robert says, look at his photos of Google Images. You can see this in his photo images. Someone should have asked him about having a meeting with a person in charge of the ankle bracelet detention program and what to do about all the accidents and the hit runs committed by uninsured drivers with illegal Virginia tags. African-Americans are victims of a lot of these crimes. That's true, Robert. That is true. And you do. You have a large population of the white residents in Baltimore City that are afraid to offend black people. That's why they have signs in their yards that says Black Lives Matter and all this other garbage that many of us black people don't even subscribe to, because that's what they do, right? It's to stay woke. They're inclusive. It's diversity, you know? But it's nonsense. It is. It's nonsense. Also, I wanted to say with Zach Blanchard, because I noted earlier, I just wanted to tell you, when you go to his website or even his social media pages, you'll see a lot of volunteers on his page. These volunteers are sent to the district to lock doors and sign wave and all that other stuff to hand out literature, but they're sent by the Maryland Democrat Party. They don't actually live there. So all you Federal Hill residents that showed up at that community meeting last night, you most likely noticed that absolutely none of the people that helped get Zach Blanchard elected, none of them were in the room because they don't actually live here. So here you've got these people that come in to all these different areas because the Maryland Democrat Party sends them to these different areas, like even District 2, and they help them, you know, knock doors and all this stuff, but they don't live in the community. They're not going to feel what you're feeling ever. They're just making sure their progressives get in. You got to wake up. You got to be smarter than they are. We'll discuss more when we get back.
Grandma's coming.
I know. Ugh. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Made Pro. Call Made Pro. Call Made Pro.
I know. I'll call Made Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Made Pro 410-529-5960 or madepro.com, because grandma's standards aren't standard.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
I don't have a problem with showing my driver's license to vote. When I vote in Talbot County, I show them my driver's license, and it's like I'm showing a crucifix to the devil because they turn their heads at the voting registration. I can't look at it. I can't look at it. I'm like, oh, I insist. Please look at it.
I was amazed that was the case, but yeah, I've run into the same thing here.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680. WCBM. Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
I just want to thank everybody for weighing in on the conversation about dirt bikes. I see there are more text messages. Honestly, just kind of repeating the whole thing is, you know, they are mostly stolen. You know, I do have this one here from Russ. Russ says, Kim, please tell these people you cannot get tags for dirt bikes. First off, you need insurance to get tags. You need to have a vehicle inspection to get insurance. To get a vehicle inspection, you need basic things like lights, turn signals, horns, etc. You can't get tags for dirt bikes, so please stop calling in with that solution because it's stupid. Russ, thank you, Russ. Yeah, and again, this is why they love the dirt bikes so much. I mean, let's be honest. These criminals, they love things that are illegal. That's what they do. They're criminals. And I still like the call from earlier where I think his name was JC, said this diversion program nonsense has got to stop. And he's right. He's right. It's going to come to a point where many people are going to finally realize that they just can't live in the Baltimore region. And when they lose that tax base completely, and today they're having their budget meetings, when they lose that tax base completely, that's when you'll see that it'll finally start to reshape. But until then, they're just going to do whatever. It's unfortunate. All right. So we do. We have a lot to talk about still. And a little bit about the big, beautiful bill. Elon Musk, as I mentioned, around 9 o'clock. Elon Musk is not so happy with President Trump because of the big, beautiful bill, because of DOGE and the fact that even though they made so many cuts with USAID, when it comes to the big, beautiful bill, you're not going to really see or feel those cuts. This is why I knew. Remember when they were offering like the $5,000 checks? I thought, these guys, yeah, they're not serious. They're not serious. But Elon Musk kept repeating it. Elon Musk, I guess he got a dose of the swamp. He didn't realize. He didn't realize who really controls D.C. So we're going to talk about that because Elon Musk did sit down and he had a few words to say about it. We're also going to talk about Governor Ron DeSantis. And this is the question of the day at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. I've got a question there for you. Would you consider voting for Governor Ron DeSantis in 2028? And I'm putting this out here because we do have some sound from DeSantis as well. And he was weighing in on the big, beautiful bill and the DOGE cuts. The choices on WCBO.com are yes, no, and unsure. It's okay. You can be unsure at this point in time about DeSantis. But that is why I believe he's making so much noise, especially about some of this legislation. Not only is he correct, remember we had this conversation, I think Stephen Miller, and I think I said this on what day was that? Tuesday? Or, yeah. No, Monday? Was it Monday? I don't remember. Well, anyways, we were talking about Stephen Miller. It must have been Monday. We were talking about Stephen Miller and the fact that he was trying to get ahead of some of the analysts that were coming out. And they were going to say that, you know, we the people are not going to save money when it comes to the big, beautiful bill. And Stephen Miller came out and said, oh, no, that's not true. We're going to save some money. And I said, no, look at the bill. You're not going to save any money. And so Elon Musk is upset, but Governor Ron DeSantis is now really speaking out about it. And I think that's because he does have his eyes on the Oval Office in 2028. So we will talk about that coming up next. Also, there was a big shootout in Baltimore City yesterday. And I bring this story to you because they said it was due to road rage. Road rage. Wait till you hear how many road rage incidents we had in Baltimore City alone. Is that a new way to define the numbers of crime? Just calling a shootout road rage? We'll talk about it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev,